Good morning. Todd Zwillick here with Lynn Scher this morning. This week, New York techies are doing something kind of unorthodox, at least in the internet world. They're meeting up offline. The third annual New York Internet Week Festival launched on Monday, and one of the many things that tech companies are showcasing is how to meet up in the real world. How about that? The Takeaways Digital
Editor. As opposed to the virtual world.
As opposed to the virtual world where they used to meet. Well, the Takeaways Digital Editor, our man in the virtual world, is Jim Colgan. He dropped in on the conference, and he's dropped in this morning. He's here in the studio with us. Jim, you're reporting that some of the leading figures of social networking sites are actually talking about people getting off the internet and off of their own sites. This got a little violent, as I understand this.
Well, yeah, it got a little dramatic, okay. I'd say. Anyway, yeah. And one of these events at Internet Week, the New York Tech Meetup, in a room full of 800 New York techies, the founder of Meetup.com, which, you know, made a splash years ago in the Howard Dean campaign, and they organize events where people can meet up around hobbies and everything. He is trying to take that even further and get people who are involved in communities and organizations to just form their own meetups and just meet each other. And to make this point, he, on front of a stage full of all these people, he went down to the audience, grabbed an iPad, an Apple iPad from someone who he knew, brought it back up to the stage, went to the side of the stage, grabbed a sledgehammer, came back, and the audience went crazy. They're like, oh my God, is he going to smash the iPad? And take a listen.
I love Apple. I love the internet. Sometimes you have to get off. Thank you very much.
So he said, I love Apple. I love the internet. Sometimes you have to use the internet to get off the internet. So that's why he's saying he's using the internet, meetup.com, for people to get off the internet.
An act of pure internet defiance, smashing the number one internet consumption tool, the iPad.
Smashing what? In a room full, admittedly, this was a kind of a cheap PR stunt, but this is a room full of skeptical tech.
Jim Colgan, pass yours over here. Pass that iPad over here.
I'm not going to give that to you.
He's sitting here holding on to his iPad as if it were such a treasure. Psychologically, it's interesting. When we heard the sound of the iPod being smashed, you sort of clutched your fingers
around
your iPad. I did, and I
cringed, like everyone else in the audience did. And I and a lot of other people went up to the stage to make sure it was a real iPad. And it was. It was like a bent up. It was actually pretty resilient. It wasn't smashed in pieces. It was just sort of bent. And someone actually walked away with it.
So why the movement here from people who've made their career on the internet urging people to get off? Who else is doing this?
Well, there are all these massive communities, you know, in the virtual world. And, you know, there are a few companies now trying to harness that power and to engage people offline. And one of those is a company called Foursquare, which we've talked about a bit here online. I actually found someone offline on Foursquare recently. I remember in Washington Square Park, we were doing something on privacy. So I actually met a couple of people in Foursquare offline too. But at Internet Week too, the CEO of Foursquare, I actually got to speak to and just ask him about what he's doing. And here's what he said.
It's fun. Like when you check in, like all these interesting things happen. Like we let your friends know where they can come and find you. Like we surface information about, you know, what would you want to order or what would you want to see while you're at this particular spot. And then we keep a history of these things in the hopes of, you know, being able to recommend other places that you might like based upon the places that you've also been to.
And the
point is, it's called life. Could I just say that?
Sure.
This is the way life used to be led, fellas.
It's life, but you just go around speaking to random people or like you know your friends.
Yeah, actually I do.
You do? Okay, well, not everyone does that.
It's my job.
That's true. I do that too. But not everyone else does that. And but you could have a really close friend who's around the block from you and you may not know it unless they're checking in. And then you're like, oh my God, this friend is in the coffee shop over there. Why don't I go in there and have a conversation in real life? So this is sort of the trend that I've been seeing.
It's quite shocking. You know, you might actually have to touch people next.
You may have to, yeah, rather than pinging them on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jim Colgan, digital editor for The Takeaway. And for the last 3 minutes and the next 30 seconds, according to Foursquare, is the mayor of this studio somehow. Not Lynn nor I, but because
Jim's mayor of WNYC. And a mayor is what happens when you check in enough times on Foursquare. You become the mayor.
I'm going to ask the programming director if you're actually the mayor of WNYC, but maybe that's for another segment. Jim Colgan, Takeaway Digital Editor. Thanks a lot.